question is asked, why is it that in the Kriya Shema of Maariv on Yom Kippur night, we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchu Sol Liolam Void out loud like Malachim, while in the Maariv of Motzi Yom Kippur we say Baruch Shem quietly, like the rest of the year? At first glance, v'nafochu, it should be the exact opposite. When we daven Maariv on Yom Kippur night, we still feel satisfied by the Suda Mafsekes. We still feel full, perhaps too full. We still feel like physical beings. We don't feel like malachim at all. But after a full day of fasting, after a full day of experiencing the Kedusha V'Tara of Yom Kippur, after screaming Shema Yisrael with Kavon at the end of Ne'ilah, we taka feel like malachim. We feel so removed from this world. So why don't we say Baruch Shem out loud in the Maariv of Matzah Yom Kippur? Reb Chaim Moshe Brzezinski once said that the answer is that the essence of a person is not defined by his current vocation, but rather by the direction that the person is going in, by his mindset. At the beginning of Yom Kippur, we might be coming from a delicious meal, from physical pleasures, but where are we headed? We're headed toward a day that strips us from the physicality of this world, a day that separates us from the materialism, from the coarseness of the world around us. Yom Kippur is a day when we feel uplifted spiritually. That's where we're headed. And that determines who we are as the day begins. But on Matzah Yom Kippur, we may have experienced an inspiring day full of Kiddushah, but where are we headed? What's on our mind? Invariably, we're thinking of the upcoming meal. We're thinking of our travel plans for Sukkot. So it doesn't matter where we are. If we're thinking about mundane matters, then we say Baruch Shem Koyim. Person is defined by his mindset, by what he's thinking about. This idea is hinted to in this week's parasha as well. At the beginning of the parasha, Tara says that Yaakov Avinu had a dream. Sulam utzavartza, rosha magia shamayma. He dreams of a ladder with malachim going up and down. Malachim of Eretz Yisrael were going up, they were leaving him. Malachim of Chutz Laaretz were coming down to accompany him to Haran. Similarly, at the end of the parasha, when he's on his way back from Lavan's house, Yaakov Avinu meets Malachim. He meets two camps, Machanoim, Malachim of Eretz Yisrael coming to greet him, Malachim of Chutz Laaretz leaving. What's interesting, though, is that at the beginning of the parasha, Yaakov Avinu is still lying in Eretz Yisrael. He's in Beisa. And yet Malachim of Chutz Laaretz are coming to greet him. While at the end of the parasha, the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael are coming to greet him, even though he's still in Chutz Laaretz. Seems strange. Perhaps the answer is that although at the beginning of the parasha, Yaakov Avinu was still in Eretz Yisrael, he was thinking of Chutz Laaretz. He was thinking of the long journey ahead, of all the challenges he was going to experience in Lavan's house. So although physically he was still in Eretz Yisrael, emotionally, mentally, he was already in Chutz Laaretz. And that's why Malachim of Chutz Laaretz come to greet him. But at the end of the parasha, he may have still been in Chutz Laaretz, but he was thinking of Eretz Yisrael. He was thinking of his parents' home. He was thinking that his long, difficult journey was nearly over. That's why Malachim of Eretz Yisrael come to greet him. A person is defined by his mindset, by what he's thinking of at the time. We find this idea in halacha as well. In the morning, we recite a Birchas HaTorah, we learn a little bit, and then we become involved in different activities throughout the day. And yet, when we come back to continue learning, we don't say another Baruch. Many of the Mefarshim are troubled. Why is Talmud Torah different than other mitzvahs? If a person sits in the sukkah in the morning, he makes a Baruch of Leisha Basukkah. And then if he comes back to the sukkah after being involved in different activities, he has to make another Birchas HaMitzvah. Why is Talmud Torah different? The Rosh in Masechta Brachos answers that the reason why we don't recite another bracha when we come back to learning is because a person should ideally always be thinking about coming back to learning even when he's involved in other pursuits. He should try to hurry to finish his work so that he can get back to learning. That should be the focus. That's what he should be thinking about. So being involved in other endeavors is not a hefsik for the Birchas HaTorah, the Birchas HaMitzvah. Because a person should always be thinking about learning Torah. always be thinking about coming back to learning after he's finished with the activities that he's involved in. That should be his mindset. So there really is no hefsek. This is such an important lesson for life. The key is not where a person is, but rather where he's going, where he wants to be, what he's thinking about, what his she'ifos are, what are his dreams in life. The dreams a person has for the future define his essence right now. This is a concept we should always keep in mind. No matter where a person finds himself in life, no matter what situation he's in, it's his mindset that determines the kind of person that he really is. Checks.